All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. This week, we are talking about songs that were resurrected because of a film. So put your thinking caps on, hurry up and Google real quick before this gets started and join us. We want to talk about songs that were resurrected because they showed up in a movie or show up in a TV show and everybody goes like, oh, I love that song. Oh my God, I got to play it. And it becomes a hit again. So that's what we're talking about on this edition of the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You're listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history. One podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and I've got my usual cast of characters tonight, all the way from Nollins, Mr. Keith the Hawk Hawkins. What's going on down there, big guy?
There's a storm coming.
There's a storm coming, and it's the Hawkins storm.
Yeah.
All right. And
it's a tropical depression.
Oh, my God. No depression here. And sitting next to me in the co-pilot's chair this evening is Miss Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio. What's up, Lily?
What's up?
What's up? We got Lily V6. We got Keith the Hawk Hawkins. And tonight, these songs that show up in a movie and you go like, oh, yeah, cool song. And then, like, you get a hankering to hear that song again and it kind of becomes, you know, gets back into everybody's consciousness. And sometimes these songs stay in the consciousness. And I've got one in particular that I can't wait to throw out to the audience tonight to talk about. But there's a whole bunch. Lily's got notes. I know Keith's got notes. We're going to be talking about all that stuff tonight. But first of all, let's do a little podcast business. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Go there. Check that out. When you see the podcast you like, the artists you like that we're talking about, please share the podcast around. It's a great way to promote music in 2018, almost 2019.
I
know. We're coming up on it. Also, there's some cool merchandise there, so hit the little store button there and get yourself a little Ludini swag, and that way you'll be all set and you make all your friends jealous. Take a photo, put it up on the internet, and send it to us. You can find all that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. If you'd like some behind-the-scenes stuff, you'd like to get in on the planning, you'd like to see some exclusive videos, some exclusive music, go to LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle, LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle, and you can get some cool stuff there as well. Okay, so we're going to get into it tonight. Where's what? What does that say? He's holding up a sign, and we can't realize this. Where's the poop? What?
Popcorn.
Oh, we should have had popcorn. It's free popcorn tonight for anybody watching. Just go to your microwave and make it, and it'll be free.
Oh, he's got popcorn.
So movies and music have gone together since there pretty much has been movies and music. And we can all think of songs that just are completely associated with a scene out of a movie. We just can't get it out of our heads or associate with certain movies. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And we're going to try to come up with a top 10 by the end if we can. You know, that's a little dangerous here with this crew.
We can never come up with the same top 10. It's like a game.
That'll be fun. So please chime in with your ideas, too. Anybody's got any comments or whatever? I forgot to run a post this week on Facebook. So we're going to be watching the comments. Lily is our comment girl. So if you see some cool comments, let us know. But that's what we're talking about. A song that became hit you hard in a movie, and you fell in love with it all over again. So that's the topic. So, and I got a little fun thing I want to do a little bit later on. There's a cool mashup out that's been out for a little while of Ozzy and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
We're gonna
kind of play around with that a little bit later on, but we'll get into that in a little while. So, all right, who wants to chime in first? Who's got one they want to talk about?
I'll go first.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and say Old Time Rock and Roll in Risky Business.
Ah, good one.
Because proud to say that I've done that same thing that Tom Cruise has done just because I watched the movie one time. Yes, in my underwear.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow, that is such a iconic tune. Except Keith being a musician, Keith and I both being musicians. Keith, how many times did you have to play old time rock and roll?
A lot. Is this like a thing?
Yeah, in a band.
Not as much as Brown Eyed Girls, Sweet Home Alabama, but yeah, it's up there.
I mean, when I first started gigging, like in the 80s, it was like mandatory, man, you know. So
that's like, a list of like regular.
Yeah, it's like those songs you just mentioned. It's also sort of like with Mustang Sally.
Mm, I love that song though.
So, you know, that's
another one.
That's another classic that we could probably.
I feel like there are a couple on the list that might, well, at least one more on the list that might be a thing for that.
Really? Here's a cover of it. Do you guys want to hear a cover of it?
I do, especially if it says. Oh, I love her sunglasses.
This is Larkin Poe. All right, that's Larkin Poe, and you can just go to their YouTube channel and you can check out all kind of Larkin Poe cool stuff. Bob Seger, Risky Business. Old time rock and roll.
Classic scene.
Yeah.
I think it was redone in a couple commercials too.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's iconic. All right, Mr. Hawkins, what have you got for us, big guy?
All right, what we got first is from the great movie Fight Club, Where's My Mind by the Pixies.
Nice.
Perfect pick for the perfect movie for that song. Because it just shows the play is the part that Edward Norton's just losing it and falling apart, and his life is just a shithole. And then Brad Pitt's not making it any better. That's the perfect song for that scene. So,
okay, I'm gonna pick one. Can I pick one? Ooh, Mr.
Cartier. I knew you were gonna
Mr.
do it.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes, in the back.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of them. But I'm gonna just throw this because Lily and I talked about this first time. La Bamba. That was a song, like a 50s tune that, you know, kind of was like nowhere, doing nothing. And then the movie came out and Los Lobos had like a top 40 hit with it. And so I think the stuff like that is really cool, that like when it actually gets on the radio. Do you guys want to hear like a kind of a punk rock rock and roll version of it?
For sure.
Sure.
Okay, that's Boki, B-O-K-I. You can find Boki on YouTube as well. So if you want to check out Boki Mejo. That's
sure.
Boki Mejo, B-O-K-I-M-E-H-O, and you can find that on YouTube if you want to hear the punk rock sort of reworking of La Bamba. This kid looks like he's having a good time in his living room. So, but yeah, La Bamba, classic tune, and really kind of put Los Lobos on the sort of top 40 map. They were a Americana Tex-Mex band, you know. Popular on college radio, but when they did that, boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah, so. Sorry, I wasn't on key there.
All right.
I
okay,
had enough to drink.
Who's next?
Oh, me.
All right, me.
Okay, so one of my favorite movies is Reservoir Dogs. So Stuck in the Middle with You, Steeler's Wheel. I think that's freaking hysterical when he's cutting off the guy's ear as he's doing it.
You think you think torture is hysterical?
I do. What? Have you met me?
What
are
kind
you
of
new?
Sick? Are you?
I think it's funny, especially wow. when he starts singing into it.
guys know the Eagles of Death Metal?
Well, I do now.
The Eagles of Death Metal, real quick, their claim to fame is they were that band that got bombed in Paris. Remember that?
Oh, okay.
A couple years ago when there was that bombing at the concert or whatever?
That's not
that
funny.
That was the... No. Yeah. Oh, bombings are hilarious. I got bombed over the weekend. But
zing.
Yeah. How was your... Did you do anything on Labor Day, Keith? I mean, you're retired. I know you're retired, but did you do anything for Labor Day?
No, not really. I rehearsed and went to church and just, you know, Sunday. And yesterday I rehearsed last night for a gig tomorrow. And I didn't do much, man.
Didn't do too much.
Oh, I got attacked by fire ants over the weekend.
You got attacked by what?
Fire ants.
Oh. Fire ants, ew.
Wow.
They're all over me.
How'd that happen? What happened?
They were in my backyard or everywhere. And they just...
They're taking over.
I mean, they literally... They swarmed me. My leg was just like, there was all over my legs. They were biting the shit out of me, and it's just not pretty. It was kind of painful.
You got to keep your dog away from that stuff, man.
You know
what I mean? Because that could really screw up your dog. Do you guys ever see that Jackass episode? There's some tribe
I never watched
in South America that, like, their, like, passage to manhood is they make this, like, mitten, and they fill it full of these fire ants. And the kids
have to
stick their hands in and, like, keep it in there for a certain period of time.
So, I guess I wouldn't be turning into a man.
Yeah, so the Jackass guys did it. And they were jacked up after that, man. It was no joke, man. They were really mad about that.
It was not a pleasant experience. I don't wish it on anybody. Well, almost anybody, but
I'm sure there's a few people you could choose.
You live down in that climate, man. You got all kind of crazy critters down there.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was not good.
I was telling Lily before we came on that Sunday I drank myself sober. I started drinking by 3:00 in the afternoon, and by like midnight I was like, I'm just completely sober. Like, what the hell? How did that happen?
Were you drinking whiskey?
Yeah, I was drinking my usual.
I'm not going to cover up my boobs.
Crash McCracken wants Lily to cover up her boobs.
He got to see them sort of in person on Wednesday when we were at the Dead Daisies Guitar Center thing.
Yeah.
Where I met him.
I'll tell you guys why I didn't go out later. But so what do you guys, give us another one, Keith. It's your turn.
Right, this one here is a little different. I don't know exactly. I think it was an older, like, surf tune. And it's in the beginning of Pulp Fiction. It's called Misery by Dick Dale.
Yeah.
But I never knew what the song was. And then that movie came along, and it's in the beginning credits, and it's just, all of a sudden, it was in your head. It's a catchy little tune, and there you go. So, I never knew what that song was. I loved it. I think it's one of the best movies ever. It's the Tarantino masterpiece. But in the beginning of that kind of takes... There's obviously a lot more songs in that movie that are perfectly timed, but... That song there in the beginning by Dale is the one that just sticks with you, you know?
Because that song, that movie kind of resurrected his, like, interest in him, you know, because nobody really knew about him.
Yep.
You know, people had sort of forgotten about him unless you were a hardcore surf guy. And, like, all of a sudden, here's something that, I mean, you know, getting your song in a big movie like that, prominently featured in a big movie like that, is as good as getting it on the radio, because if the movie's really famous, like you get in a movie like Pulp Fiction, you know what I mean? Everybody's going to want to know, well, who did that song? What is that song? You know, I like that song. And I think that's the same thing with the Steelers Wheel song too. I mean, that song wasn't that popular in 70, whatever, when it came out, but it became back into people's consciousness after that movie. You know the Jeff Healey cover of it?
No.
You ever heard the Jeff Healey version of it, Keith?
Can you dial it up for us?
Yeah, I'll find it for you guys after the next break or something. I'll find it for you guys. But he does a very... I think it's in the movie Roadhouse. Maybe. I don't know. But it might have been...
He does a lot of...
Yeah.
He does a lot of things in that movie, so...
But
you could, like I said, just for Pulp Fiction alone, you could go on and on. I never knew the name of the Chuck Berry tune when they were doing the twist contest. That's a really old tune. They're probably people were like, oh, that, well, I know Chuck Berry wasn't maybe his most popular tune, but then you have, you know, Son of a Preacher Man in that, you know, the one scene. So it's, there's a lot of songs like in that movie go on and on about.
Yeah, yeah, that's a really good soundtrack. A lot of cool stuff on that. All right, Miss Lily V6, what do you got, girl?
It's not your turn.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
No, really? Again?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like I just went. I got to go again. okay, let's see. Okay. How about this one? We can go back to the 80s for this. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I knew you were going to go there because that was my Twisted Child is a child.
The Punkles, although the in the movie it's the they do the Beatles version of it, but yeah, I mean that song became, you know, all of a sudden people wanted to hear it on the radio again. The radio stations were getting requests for it, and it just because Ferris Bueller pantomimed to it in a parade,
which was fantastic.
Yeah, which is fantastic. It's a super fun movie, like one of those beloved movies from that era. And that song is in it, and it reunited, it reignited interest in the song. And it just goes to show you the power of that whole thing. I remember going to see that movie in the theater, and it was the first movie that I ever stayed through the credits.
Really?
First movie. I never stayed through. I loved the movie so much, me and my friends were like, and then he comes on after the credits and does that whole thing.
He's like, go home.
Why are you still here? Go home, the movie's over. Which was later... that was parodied at the end of Deadpool 30 years later. But, yeah, so iconic movie, classic tune, and what more can you say about that? Go ahead, Lily. What do you got, girl?
I have got Johnny B. Goode, Chuck Berry in the movie Back to the Future.
Ah, that's right. That's in there, yeah.
It sure is. Michael J. Fox pretends like he's him.
Yeah, that's... towards the end, where he went all crazy, and no one knew what to think of it.
But yeah, but your kids are gonna love it.
Your kids are
gonna
love
it. Yeah, that's a really fun scene. I mean, and that has, I mean, now this doesn't really kind of qualify because Huey Lewis wrote that song, "The Power of Love," for the movie, but it did become it did become a big hit, you know, as a result of being in that movie. Huey Lewis at the time could kind of do no wrong. It was that was his era. He was riding that wave of, you know, those big hits that he had. If you want to see a cool episode of Behind the Music, you can go to YouTube and check out the Huey Lewis and the Behind the Music. It's really fun. And Huey is a very he's just as he seems. He's a very like down to earth. Yeah, just very down to earth guy, you know. And you know, had a lot of screw ups in his music career. And really wasn't looking for anything. He said, I just wanted to put together the best bar band I could. And well, the rest became history. But anyways, yeah. So that's definitely a cool thing. We got some comments, Lily? Or
I'm looking here.
What do you got, Keith? While Lily's looking.
I'm actually going to go back because I thought you were going to pick this. I'm going to go back to Ferris Bueller. And another one I didn't know. There's a song on that soundtrack that became big.
Ooh,
was another movie.
Yeah.
And you hear called Oh Yeah by
Ooh,
Yellow.
Oh Yeah.
One and I first time I was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Then after that, it was in another movie which I can't remember. I've heard it at sporting events. I mean, that movie popularized that tune and then when it took off, so now it's still probably played.
Keith, you're not gonna believe this, but my girlfriend like made me watch some chick flick and like a newer one, like one of those. It was one of those Melissa McCarthy.
Okay.
Movies, and that song is in it.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, like that. I mean, it's still floating around out there.
We've got Adam.
Yeah, I heard it.
Mike Patton covered the entire Godfather movie. I don't know who that is. So. let me see. Dead Man's Party, Back to School.
Oh yeah, that's Oingo Boingo.
Sang by Oingo.
Yes. was that Maximum Overdrive, the Stephen King movie? I don't know.
Stephen King movie, yeah, has a lot of AC/DC songs in it.
Okay.
That's the whole soundtrack.
Yeah, pretty much.
I have the Tiger Survivor.
Yeah, but that song was written.
I think that's one of like an honorable mention sort of deal that doesn't technically count.
But it did become a big song, and like bands have covered. Who does a some metal band has a remake of it out right now? One of those System of a something or other.
System of a Five Finger Death Punch in the throat of
System of a Five Finger Death.
Of a Lamb of God, I don't know.
System of a, like of a God.
And then the last one was Power of Love, Huey Lewis.
Yeah, yeah. Cool ones, man. So whose turn? Is my turn again?
No, it's my turn. Seriously. No, it's your turn. I lied.
Okay, I'm gonna go a little more obscure. This was a big hit. It wasn't even a big hit until many years after it had already come out. It showed up in the movie Trainspotting, and that's Lust for Life by Iggy Pop. And that is why that song, you hear it in some, it's in television commercials and everything. It's because it really came to prominence because of the movie Trainspotting, and you know, the rest was kind of history. But that movie really ended up popularizing that song to where, you know, everybody wanted to hear it. Iggy Pop, Lust for Life. Oh, do you know there's a Lust for Life by Lana Del Rey?
I did not know.
Because when I was scroogling this, I kept on coming across Lana Del Rey, and it's not the same song at all. But here's some band called Casbian, and they're doing it here. Let me turn this other thing down, and you guys can check it out. Tell me what you guys think of this. It's live, not the greatest production. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just to refresh your memory what Lust for Life is. So, Lust for Life, Iggy Pop from soundtrack, Trainspotting soundtrack. Whose turn? Your turn?
My turn.
I'm all mixed up. We have the order whacked out. I don't know what I'm doing.
I have one from a TV show, Arrested Development. They did, in a couple episodes, The Final Countdown.
If you're Europe... The Final Countdown. It's what you do. What's the commercial? Is that the Geico commercial?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. With the microwave. When he's like, yeah, waiting for the food to be done. Yeah. Kind of wish that would happen every time I use the microwave, just to entertain myself.
Well, they should do that. Somebody should make a microwave that plays Does the that. Final Countdown as you're cooking, your Hot Pocket. Isn't that the worst ever? Have you ever eaten Hot Pocket?
They're gross.
That's the most disgusting. Yeah. That shouldn't even be. They should not allow you to even put that in your mouth.
Put a Hot Pocket?
That's the worst food
it's
ever.
It's not the worst thing I've had in my mouth. It's definitely up there with the worst things.
Oh, where's my sound effects when I need them? I need a producer. Hot Pocket, that's just like, yeah. That's like that. It's like, what is this? It's like cardboard. You know the little cardboard thing that comes in? Like,
it kind of tastes like that. It's not different.
Yeah, if you eat that, you wouldn't know the difference. It's the same thing. And then it burns the shit out of your mouth.
And then you have no taste buds
That's awful. Donnie, fans, please, if you're a fan of Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Hard Rock and Metal Circus, please do me a favor. Do not eat Hot Pockets. Just don't. If you do eat Hot Pockets, I want you to take up some photos of the diarrhea and send it to Lily because she's
no. Don't send it to Lily, please. Do not send that stuff.
Oh God! So what do you got there, Keefster?
All right, I'm gonna go with a cover of a tune that was a Woodstock era tune. But when Jim Carrey sings "Somebody to Love" by Jefferson Airplane and The Cable Guy, that shit is fall down funny shit to watch him do that. That's the best karaoke jam. I mean, to watch him just gyrate on the floor and do all those goofy moves, he has that little speech impediment thing going on. So it's that's funny. So that's actually back when Jim Carrey was funny.
Have you seen any of his like serious stuff that he's played? He's played a couple of kind of serious movies lately. Have you seen any of that stuff?
No, I just watch him do pictures of Donald Trump, politicians and stuff. He's like a serious artist.
He draws pictures.
He's like a painter.
Oh.
He does like Donald Trump, like looking, and he had a couple of Trump and really Rudy Giuliani with the devil. We had a couple of like really interesting ones.
Cool. Interesting. Did not know that. the things you learn listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We're going to take a little break. It's almost 9:30. We started on time tonight, so we take a little break, and we're going to jam out this band that's, I should go ahead and give
the info. Oh,
yeah, the info, because this band got sent to me by, what's your name? Girlfriend, Angela Mockby.
Oh, Angela.
You know Angela?
I do.
So, they posted this on Rock Rage Radio and said, hey, is anybody want to be interested in promoting this band? I thought, sure, why not? And this is a track from one of their, they have like a double album out that you can get that has some of their tracks from 2011 and 2010. So you can get that on, what's this thing called, Bandcamp. BBB Bob and Rock and Roll Double Album. So check this out, guys. This is a track called Bump in the Road. Super Bob on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Super Bob, I gotta get everybody's microphone back on here.
That's not important.
We was partying and partying. Excuse me, that was a personal problem. We are partying here and lost track of what we were doing. We were talking about some cool stuff. We have a lot more songs to talk with you guys about here in a second, but I want to do something fun. Can we do something fun?
Let's do something fun.
Do something fun. I know nobody likes to do fun stuff, but I'm gonna turn. Turn down Thunder Mother for a second, but check this out. This is a mashup. DJ Cumberbund. You guys should just go to YouTube and just these are all great. But this is one with. See if you recognize this. Sound familiar?
Not anymore.
You guys have to see the video. DJ Cumberbund. You can just search that on YouTube. Check out the chorus. Very clever. Very clever.
Good stuff.
Okay. All right. So we are back, and we're talking about songs that got a second lease on life because of a movie or something on TV or TV show. So that's today's discussion here. You're listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You want to go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com and please share the podcast around. This is how we promote music in 2018. Get yourself a little merchandise, too. We got cool T-shirts and stuff there. Go ahead and click on that. And more merchandise is coming. We got all kinds of cool stuff. We have Ludini drones coming. We're going to be selling other rock. You're going to be able, you guys like Aussie shirts and Zeppelin shirts and stuff like that. We're going to have all that stuff. It's all coming very, very soon. We're working together. My brother, Kerry, from England, is helping me put it together. So a lot of cool stuff is happening. So stay tuned. Keep checking that back at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Okay. So whose turn is it?
I don't remember now.
Who wants to go?
You go.
Good.
All right, I'll go.
Lily's going to go.
All right. I don't know the band, but I remember the song because it kind of like terrified me. But from the TV show Lost, Make Your Own Kind of Music, it's Mama. I don't know if you saw the show, but like kind of like was in several episodes because it redid the same scene. And it was very terrifying for me.
Who does the song?
Mama Cass, C-A-S-S.
Mama from the Mamas and the Papas?
I guess.
It's called what again?
It's called Make Your Own Kind of Music from the TV show Lost.
I don't know it.
But, yeah, it terrified me. That song terrifies me.
Well,
did you make it?
I would never make that up.
I call shenanigans.
Seriously, look it up.
I don't know that. I'm stumped.
Sorry.
Which is hard to do, but I'm
stumped. Yeah, I'm
stumped. But
I just remember it was
I have one that I can't believe you haven't mentioned yet.
Me? Go ahead.
Yep. Go ahead, Keith. You go, then I'll mention the one.
Actually, this song was an 80s tune. Marilyn Manson did a cover of Pain and Love. Mm. And it was on the Not Another Teen movie.
What that was in. I did not know that.
It took off again after that. So his cover of it brought that song back to life.
Well, that...
You still hear that song.
Isn't that special?
You hear the soft stuff version of it. Probably more.
Oh, of course. Yeah, once it comes out, then people go back and hear the old version. Okay, I'm going to throw one that I can't believe Lily does not know.
I might know it. I just probably didn't remember it.
How about Home Sweet Home by Lily V6. By Lily Van Crew. By Motley Crue from Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah. Motley Lou did it, by the way.
Let's see. I have a cover of this by somebody. Oh, check this out. This is Chester Bennington with Motley Crue doing it. You guys want to hear it?
Sure. That's probably good, actually.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had to run away and hide, 'cause I couldn't go home. Just when things went right, suddenly it all went wrong. Just take this song. You'll never feel left all alone. Take me to your home.
Anyways, I better cut it before we get told we can't play.
They slap our hands.
Yeah, Facebook face slaps our butts. For playing
face
this.
Face slaps our butts?
Anyway, so before we get face slapped. But yeah, so, and there is a cool version of it featuring Chester Bennington. Rest in peace. You guys can check that out. That's on YouTube. You can check it out. So yeah, did you know that that movie was that song? That movie was in that song. The song was in that movie.
I did. I totally didn't think about that though.
Yeah.
And I love that movie too.
And Carrie Underpants does a version of it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and
I'm not happy
terrible.
With that.
It's awful.
That makes me mad.
Yes, it's. I know. Keith is like, can we get off the Motley Crue ship like now? But I just got to say, I think that is a cool song, and she just. I mean. She completely bastardizes it.
I don't like her anyway.
It's just, it's horrible. Fuck you, Carrie Underwood.
I heard another country artist.
Huh?
I heard another country artist covered that too. Jay Cohen or whatever flavor of the month they have out now. Some dude in a cowboy hat.
Oh, that doesn't narrow it down for me.
One of those bro country guys.
Yeah, it's somebody else did a version of that song too.
But what, if there's bro country, is there hoe country? That's what Carrie Underwood is. That's hoe country.
Yeah, there is.
I guess.
Well, I need more alcohol. Hold on a minute.
Uh-oh.
What's everybody drinking? Somebody tell me what you're drinking. Maybe I'll send you a t-shirt.
Ooh, better be good.
You got to tell me something you're drinking.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
All right.
Nope.
Is anybody drinking?
Thank goodness. Thank goodness you didn't spill the alcohol.
That would have been alcohol abuse. if somebody tells me they're, you know, I wanted somebody to say something like, you know, I've been drinking cleaning products all day.
Something unique, guys.
Then I would have been impressed. But anyway, Lily, go ahead.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Did we skip you, Keith?
I think we did.
Keith,
Ball three. Keep going.
Did we skip you?
About three times, but just
Go ahead, let Keith go. Let go, Keith. He's gonna cry. Go. I could see the tears welling up in his eyes.
I don't care.
Come on, Keith.
Keith. Come on,
do
Keith.
It.
Keith, go ahead.
I'll just sit back and listen. Oh, and I don't offer shit to the show anyway. How about you lost that loving feeling in Top Gun? There you go, serenaded by Tom Cruise himself and Goose.
What's Goose's name? You said Goose.
Oh, dude, you made me think of another one.
Oh, crap.
You made me think of another one that became a big hit after a movie. I'm going to keep my mouth shut and see if anybody else gets it. But that's a great one.
Maverick and Goose?
No, what's Goose's real name?
Anthony Edwards.
Thank you.
Goose Goslin. Never mind.
Aren't they doing a Top Gun 2?
Yeah, they are. Tom Cruise is going to come out with like a cane, you know.
I hate you.
Who's that? Tom Cruise? He's still doing Mission Impossible.
I know, I
want to
see that, dude. I went, instead of seeing that this weekend, listen to me. Let me tell you why I did not go out. Okay? Because my girlfriend,
uh-oh.
I was trying to be nice. I'm like, honey, I'll go whatever movie you want to go see. So I know Keith is going to mock me for this. So I'm ready to suck it up.
I can't wait.
Okay. The Spy Who Dumped Me. So we went.
What is that?
it's one of those Mila Kunis movies, you know. It's R-rated. There's a lot of language and stuff in it, but they went the completely wrong way with it. It was just like not even Sharon was like, "Yeah, it kind of sucked." So we leave the movie theater and we realize we didn't have anything substantive to eat like all day. So I'm like, Sharon's favorite thing to do is eat. So like I can always talk her into like going and getting food. You know what I mean? If I buy, you know, because she's broke as a joke, but she'll go get the food. So she's like, her favorite thing is Permanis. So I'm like, yeah, let's go get Permanis. I'll give you money. Go get Permanis. I'll chill at the house and get a shower, whatever, and wait for you to come back. So she's not coming back. I'm like, there's nothing. I'm like, what the fuck? So I get this text saying that she's at a DUI checkpoint. And we had a beer at the movie theater. And she had had a mixed drink that she was drinking kind of off and on, like when she, like before we left. And then like, you know, so, but she got through that totally fine. Like. Yeah, no problem. She just drove right through it. And then she gets on 79 and gets pulled over by the state cops.
Oh.
Because she has that third brake light in the back. You know, they get the third brake light in the rear window, you know. That was out. So they pulled her over. They did the whole thing. They made her hop on one foot, say the alphabet backwards, and the whole thing. She was like pooping her pants. And then they gave her a fucking breathalyzer. And she was freaking the fuck out. And they wanted to bust her so bad, but she was under the limit.
so they can't do anything about it.
They didn't, but she just scared So after that, we were like, she came back, I'm like, we're not going anywhere. We're just staying home the rest of the week. We're not taking a chance, you know, because they're going to pull you over for that when you weren't even driving crazy or anything. We're not even fucking risking it.
That's because they were bored.
Yeah. And then they saw, you know, a girl and they thought they could intimidate her, but.
Oh my God, I saw tons of cops all weekend.
Thanks, dude.
So, anyhow, whose turn is it? You lost that love and feeling from Top Gun. Good one, Keith. I'm so not worthy. Good one. But I got one. Neither one of you guys are going to fucking remember. I know it. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
I'm, like, getting down to the wire here.
I got such a good one.
I guess before I get to anything that we already all know, I picked What is Love from Night at the Roxbury.
Okay. I didn't ever see that movie, but I did know about that. Yeah.
Just because I used to dance to it all the time at Matrix. Go ahead and... Show my age a little bit there, I guess.
All right, you guys, is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn.
How about this one? Listen to this. Unchained Melody from Ghost. That was a song from the 60s, and it blew up and became a big hit all over the freaking radio again because Patrick Swayze and
Demi Moore.
And
did the dirty on the thing.
Yeah, did the dirty on the thing.
While the thing was spinning around. Yeah.
I wish they would have like made that like a kinky sex toy.
How do you know they didn't?
I just ruined that movie, didn't I?
No.
For a lot of people.
No.
But did you ever see that movie, Keith, Ghost?
Yeah, but before you get so... Yeah, I had that on my list.
Did you? Sorry. Okay, all right. But here, let me tell you about my experience seeing that movie. So that movie in the movie theater. I was dating this girl.
I knew you were going to say that.
And we drove to see it in the movie theater out in Altoona. And
you drove to friggin' Altoona that movie?
She lived in Bedford. So that was the closest like town where you go to a movie theater. So you guys can believe this. I've been to movies where it was like people got a little teared up, whatever. People were weeping.
What?
Like crying their eyes out. I mean, I'd never been to a movie before or since where people got that emotional about. And I think that like whether you like that movie or not, you have to give it its due for being just so for touching a nerve in people at that time. I mean, it really moved people. And I admit, I got a little choked up on it. I mean, I got...
That's because you didn't get to do the dirty on the pottery wheel.
I didn't get to do the dirty on Demi Moore's back.
On her face.
Bukkake.
That happened to me once. That happened to me once a long time ago. I cried during a movie. It was the Blair Witch Project. I cried. It was so fucking bad that it was made me sad. It was awful. I walked out, cried like a baby. I demanded my money back and no dice, you know. So at that point,
Wait a minute. I thought you liked the Blair Witch Project. You don't like that movie?
No.
That doesn't seem like a Keith movie.
Hey, Keith, watch the pinky.
Pinky out, bud.
Watch the pinky. A little too much with the pinky.
A little
less. Pinky.
A little less, I guess.
A little less with the pinky. See, this is why people love us.
Why? Because
I gave the movie credit when it first came out after a while because everybody ripped it off with that moving camera bullshit. It was ahead of its time, I'll say that. But the movie's just not good.
It's the first, what do they call that? Found footage.
Yeah, found footage.
Official from. But I couldn't watch it. I went on a date with a girl.
I went to the drive-in.
She watched it. It nauseated me. I still have not seen that movie. All that, like, with the camera, I'm like.
Well, when you're looking up the girl's nose when she's got the light in the camera right there, I'm like, all right, I just want to go home.
I hardly saw any of it because I was like, Kathy was like, are you falling asleep? I'm like, no, I'm about ready to puke my guts out.
I don't think is the second one like that?
Second one is not like that, no. But I saw that too, unfortunately. I don't know why I watched that. Somebody talked me into that, and it's very forgettable. I don't know if it's good or bad, just forgettable.
I think it was dumb.
Okay, so what do we got? Who's next? Keith. Lily, who's next?
Lily.
It's my turn? Okay. Let me see, since I hardly have any left here. I'm going to have to do one of the obvious ones, because I'm out of things. So I'm going to pick Tiny Dancer from Almost Famous, Elton John. The scene on the bus is just awesome, with everybody singing.
Of course, and let's go ahead and listen to a rock version of that. I knew we were going to be talking about that.
You must be
Okay, so Tiny Dancer from Almost Famous, like, right?
Like the best. It's a great moment. Movie.
And all that shit goes down, and then they're like, just, and before you know, they all start singing that song, and it kind of shows you like how music transcends everything. I mean, I think that was kind of the sort of like thing about that scene was like they just went to this thing where they all told each other, you know, I don't even like you, and now I'm gonna fucking die with you, and you know, and then they you know, then that's all over, and that's such a great movie. And now, see, I want to go upstairs after this podcast
and watch it
and watch Almost Famous. That's just a great movie. So, anyways, go ahead, Kate. Whose turn is
it? Great scene. Great scene from a great movie. Yeah, we're gonna go to TV for a minute for a way overused song, but in the last episode of The Sopranos, don't stop believing. I mean, Christ, it's been on every other friggin' thing every time. But that's one show that was very had staying power, and people were a little confused by the ending. But that song was rolling, and that's still it's the most downloaded tune of all time, isn't it?
I believe
oh, wow.
it
was in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't. It wasn't it wasn't a remade for the what's the show where the kids sing Glee?
Oh, I never saw that show.
There was a Glee version of it that everybody loved. But who's Jason Pinkney? Jason, what's up? I got to get out your jam, brother. I'm so sorry. let's talk about. I'm going to talk about a one that's I think kind of overdone, but is everywhere. And this is so interesting because this is not even this band's biggest hit, but people think that this is this band. The White Stripes' biggest charting single is not Seven Nation Army. It's Icky Thump. Mm-hmm. Literally, it is. But Seven
What's Nation, that?
Icky Thump is their biggest charting single. But Seven Nation Army is their like most recognizable song because it's all played at all sporting events. It's been in tons of like everything.
Super catchy.
Yeah, it's like everywhere. So it's not so much. I don't know if it's in any movies, but it is. Just like, you know, you hear it constantly. And that chorus. People actually sing. This is what's interesting about that song. People don't sing the words. They sing the riff. Bum, 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 bum. I mean, you hear, you know, entire stadium of people going like, bum, 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 bum. That's really freaking amazing, whether you like the song or not. But it is, like, I would put it right up there with the kind of Don't Stop Believing. It's really, like, kind of, like, overblown. But interestingly, it just was not as big of a single as Icky Thump. Just a little trivia for you guys there. You guys want to talk? I have a couple other smaller ones before we get to the. I think we all want to talk about Wayne's World, don't we?
Who doesn't?
What do you want? You guys want to talk about Wayne's World? We'll talk about that in a minute. Here's a couple smaller ones. Iron Man, because of the Marvel thing.
Yeah, right.
And the Immigrant Song.
Yeah.
Is another one because of the Marvel thing.
That's also in Shrek the Third. Just throwing a cartoon out there for
which
you.
Which one?
Shrek the Third.
Which was song?
Immigrant Song.
Immigrant Song, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a video, and I don't know if it's Grunge or Watch Mojo or Looper, talks about Led Zeppelin songs being used in movies. And there's a lot of them, but they are the rumor is it's seven figures if you want to use a Led Zeppelin song in your movie.
What?
That's
well,
the
let me tell you what.
Seven freaking figures.
There was a series I just watched on HBO called Sharp Objects. It was really good.
Was like that's in that discussion, yeah.
Wow.
Dude, there's Zeppelin all through
yeah.
that. Like her, like the main character, that was her
that's her
band.
Song, yeah. I saw it. Think, yeah.
When she's running down the road, there's Zeppelin playing the whole time. So yeah. Somebody just put seven figures for, is that per song?
I don't know. I'm just saying that's what I'd heard. I don't know if that's true or not. The room. I mean those numbers aren't going to be public knowledge. You know, they're not going to publicize that. But the rumor is that it's seven figures. If you want to lose,
wow, that's crazy. And that was just sort of a snippet for the cartoon.
Yeah,
I hope they didn't have to pay that much.
Yeah, I mean,
it was
just,
like the very beginning of the song.
I mean, well, I mean, and Immigrant Song is like in the latest Thor. There's a there's like kind of this opening sequence, and then that song kicks in, and there's this big fight scene, and it really like makes the whole thing like way cooler because it's just a cheesy like action sequence, but because the Immigrant Song is playing, like yeah, this is awesome, you know, it's just like you know, and so it just goes to show you how cool music can be, and of course Iron Man because of Iron Man, absolutely huge. So what do you want to talk? You guys want to talk about Wayne's? Who wants to talk about Wayne's World?
You can talk about Wayne's World.
No, Keith, go ahead. I've been yakking all night.
No, go ahead.
Well, I mean
it's
all right, Wayne's World.
It's your choice, you know?
Well, that's what it is, man. I mean, that was song, I think when people think of a song that got resurrected because of a movie, probably Tiny Dancer and Bohemian Rhapsody are probably like
neck and neck
in terms of the most, you know, pop consciousness. You know, and that song, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Everybody sings that song in their damn car when it comes on. Don't not sing it.
and that song became a hit again. It's like documented, like made the charts, got on the radio.
No, it was
like
started at number two.
Back
and it was number two on the chart.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so. I mean, because of that freaking movie, you know. So Queen's got to be kissing Mike Myers' ass. Like, they got to be really happy about that shit, you know, because, I mean, but that's an iconic scene. This Bohemian Rhapsody, have you ever covered Bohemian Rhapsody in a band, Keith?
Huh?
Have you ever covered Bohemian Rhapsody in a band?
Hell no.
Well, there's a cover of it. So I was going to like play it for you guys and let you hear it after this commercial gets played. That's not sponsoring my podcast, but yeah, check this out. This is a bit.
Lake Street Dive does it.
Well, I mean like those kind of bands that got killer vocals do it, but I'm just talking about like a rock band. This is a rock band doing it.
Put a gun against his head, pull the trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life has just begun, and now I've got to throw it all.
Okay, we just...
Who's that?
That was a band called... my computer screwed up. Just a minute, guys. Give me a second here. I just had a weird computer thing happen. And let me see if I can get my stuff back up.
It glitched.
Yeah, I had a glitch. So... You guys still there? Can you hear me, Keith?
Yeah, man.
Okay, we're still there. Okay, hopefully we're still doing our thing. Looks like the recording's still going. Yeah, we had a weird glitchy thing happen. Between the Buried and Me is the name of the band covering Bohemian Rhapsody that we got so rudely cut off from listening to.
Jerks.
But anyway, and Lake Street Dive, and what I'll do, why don't you guys talk about something for a second?
Well, I can read some of the things.
And I will, I'm going to find the Lake Street Dive version because Keith introduced me to that, and that is very cool. Go ahead.
Crash said, "In the air tonight, Miami Vice."
Yeah.
And he's also drinking Miller Lite, just so you know.
Because everything else is just a light. Oh, it's Bud Light.
The Skyliners tunes from Lethal Weapon, also by Crash. Someone said also Wayne's World Foxy Lady.
Ballroom Blitz.
Ballroom Blitz.
Yeah.
Rock Around the Clock, American Graffiti by Jason Pinkney. I just watched that last night, actually.
Do you guys want to hear Lake Street Dive?
Yeah, for
a little bit of Bohemian Rhapsody. Check this out. It's a great video, too.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. Escape from reality.
Can you hear it, Keith?
Badass, man.
Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a puppet.
The female singer wears a... Freddie Mercury mustache.
Easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. Mama, I just killed a man.
The video's great, dude.
Wow.
Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
And they're performing this live in the video. This isn't pre-recorded.
Life had just begun. And I've got to throw it all away. Mama. Ooh, didn't mean to make you cry.
Hope you guys in Facebook land can hear it.
Matter.
And if for there's very little orchestration on this, guys. This is a drummer playing a small kit with brushes, stand-up bass, and one guitar player. But all four of them sing and sing very, very well.
Yeah,
and the lead vocalist has a great voice, and she's doing a great Freddie Mercury sort of like
impression
vibe, whatever. So Lake Street Dive, Keith, thank you. You introduced me to these guys.
They are the most underrated band around, man. They're
a great band. Yeah. So just anything that they do, you will like. Just search them on YouTube, and you'll be very impressed. So, do we have a top 10?
I don't know.
Somewhere.
It's a podcast. So we're supposed to be.
Can we do
talking.
A top 5?
What do you want to do, Keith? You got a top 10?
I
think that, okay, wait, let's talk about the easy stuff first. Make it easy. Bohemian Rhapsody, number one.
Yeah.
Tiny Dancer, number two. Okay, so we got one and two. So let's just fill in the rest.
Don't Stop Believing?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with that for number
one. Yeah, good one.
Let me see.
I got some obscure ones. I mean, like Twist and Shout.
Put Twist and Shout on there. What about Stuck in the Middle?
I was just gonna say that one.
Stuck in the Middle. You know, can't go wrong with somebody cutting off somebody's ear to that tune.
What about La Bamba?
Yeah, I gotta put that one on mine.
Yeah, do that one.
Well, that's six.
You want to do the one from Ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's that one. Called?
Unchained
Melody.
Yeah.
Oh, you know one we didn't mention?
All-Time Rock and Roll.
Oh, it's All-Time Rock and Roll. Let's put that on there. What about In Your Eyes from Almost Famous?
It was like, it came out in 86 and the movie came out in 89, so it probably, it did, you know, I mean, when you see that movie and he's standing there in that scene when he's trying to get her back and he puts up the old.
I mean, a lot of people.
The boombox.
A lot of people, that's the memory of that song for them is In Your Eyes.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's 2 years before that, and it wasn't, you know, specifically written for the movie. I had to actually think about that, too, because I knew they came around late 80s. But that one by Peter Gabriel is one that you just definitely associate with that movie easily.
Put that on the list. So, how many are we up to, girl?
We have one more.
So we got to put In Your Eyes on there for number nine. And what do you want to talk about for number 10? Which one's going to be our number 10?
Number 10. Man.
That's a tough one.
I know, right? I'm trying to look at my list here.
I have Waterloo left. That's one from a big movie, but it's only at the beginning, but it's still.
What is it, Keith?
The Miserloo Dick Dale one.
Let's put Miserloo.
I kind of want to put that as 10.
Yeah, that's number 10. Okay. All right, everybody. Are you guys ready? Who's ready?
Are we
Tell
ready?
Me if you're ready. All right. So here we go. Number 10.
That song from Pulp Fiction that I keep missing the name of it.
Miserloo.
Thank you.
Okay, what is number nine?
In Your Eyes.
All right, In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel from the movie Almost. What's the movie called?
Were you going to say Almost Famous?
Almost Famous.
Say anything.
Okay, go ahead.
Old Time Rock and Roll. Bob Seger.
Bob Seger from
Risky Business.
Okay.
Wow.
What number are we on?
10, 9, 8, 7.
Number 7.
Unchained Melody. Righteous Brothers. Yay! Ghost.
Okay, what's number 6?
La Bamba from La Bamba.
La Bamba from La Bamba. All right. Okay. What's number 5?
Stuck in the Middle with You.
All right, Stuck in the Middle. Steelers Wheel. What do you got for number four?
Wow. Twist and Shout from Ferris Bueller, Beatles. Wow, really?
Okay. What's number three?
Don't Stop Believing.
All right.
Journey, Sopranos.
What's wow. number two?
Tiny Dancer by Elton John. Almost Famous.
And the number one movie, the number one song is...
Bohemian Rhapsody, Wayne's World by Queen.
Let's give that a good one.
Yeah, all pick a good right. one.
Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody from Wayne's World. Oh, guys, you've been listening to Ludini, Hard Rock, and Metal Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. We had a lot of fun tonight. Appreciate everybody who hung out with us tonight. We're going to give a you know, if you can hit a, give everybody
a
shout out.
I can
out.
Jump on a couple of them here. We've got Adam Koiser, Kitra Scott. That's our people. Chris Thunderwolf, Crash McCracken, Jason Wargo, Brandon Wilson, John Fox, Tim Harvey. I keep repeating here. Mike Showalter, Josh Montadoro, Lars Cothern. Who else? Helder, Oldfield Rock. I don't know who that is. Lisa Ray, Mercant Post, Tim Johnson, Peter Stragenberg, Rick Bierbauer, Alexander Lamont, Timothy Bender. Oh my God, Randy Schmidt. There's so many. Nick Johnson.
Wow. Okay, so in other words, it was a good night. We had a good crowd.
We
tonight.
Had a ton of people. Tracy Sampson, Jason Pinkney. Yeah.
Jason, we really appreciate you, man. You've been a long time. First, you and Chris and Raven and those guys. Really,
my best friend.
Crash, you guys have been around a long time, and we really appreciate you guys hanging out. Keith, any parting shots? Any parting thoughts, my friend?
Don't mess with fire ants. They'll kick your ass.
All right.
Don't go camping with drunks.
Don't go camping with drunks. Lily went camping with drunks, and somebody went through a cigarette through your tent, or what?
Somebody threw a lit cigarette at my tent and burned a hole in it while I was sleeping.
Wow.
And then he peed on it. Not to take out the fire or anything. He just, you know, had to pee. So, yeah.
Why? What kind of people are you camping with?
These were strangers. Yeah. I didn't know who they were. We were all camping at a music festival.
That's just crazy.
Interesting.
And I don't normally camp. I'm probably never going to do it again now.
Yeah, pretty overrated.
Yeah. I don't like sleeping on the ground. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
like
terrible.
Fucking wild shitting in the woods and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not about that life. I like the drinking part of it.
Well, that's always fun. You could do that.
I could do that anywhere, though, of course. Yeah.
All right, guys. You've been listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You want to go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com for the website. Please share the podcasts, the ones that you love, especially. If you love an artist, let your friends know about it. This is how music gets promoted in 2018. A little bit of merchandise there. We got more coming. So check it out. Get yourself a cool Ludini Rock and Roll t-shirt. Take a photo. We'll put it up all around our social media channels and give you a little shout out. We do really appreciate it. Everybody that hung out with us tonight, you guys do not know how much that is really, really appreciated.
It's a good crowd.
Yeah, it really is. That we got good folks out there that support great guitar-driven rock. If you want some behind-the-scenes stuff, and we're going to be heading over there now. If you're part of the inner circle, you're going to get a chance to hang out with us while we plot next week's show. So you guys can do that at loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. You get access to some exclusive conversation. There's a private Facebook group, exclusive video, exclusive music. You can check that out. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. And we're going to rock out of here with a track. This is just an old Ludini Rock and Roll Circus favorite. We've been playing this song since we've had the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. I do not know why. I absolutely love the shit out of this song. But it's Kiss Tried to Kill Me by the Black Spiders. We're going to rock out of here. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll catch you guys all next on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.